Greetings, everyone. Scotty here, Black Talk Radio News, with a broadcast from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. And we have a story concerning some of those who play a role in why I say I'm behind enemy lines. And that is the slave catcher in modern day slavery and human trafficking. You may call them sheriffs, sheriff deputies, cops, police, popo, whatever you call them, they're all the same to me in the context of modern day slavery and human trafficking, which they play a key role. Remember, 13th Amendment never abolished slavery. It just turned so-called slaves, victims of slavery, into criminals. So what I'm saying is, all they got to do is make a slave of you today is to convict you of a crime. So here's a story about these four sheriff's deputies, these slave catchers, who are being accused by other slave catchers of a different department of hiding behind their cars while Nicholas Cruz was shooting up the high school and eventually killed, I guess the final body count was 17. So let's take a look at some excerpts from this story from the New York Post, which was written by Ruth Brown. She says that four sheriff's deputies hid during Florida school shooting. Now, one of the excerpts says, not one, but four sheriff's deputies hid behind cars instead of storming Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida during the Wednesday school shooting, police claimed Friday, as newly released records revealed the Broward County Cowards Sheriff's Office had received at least 18 calls about the troubled teen over the past decade. Sources from the Coral Springs, Florida Police Department told CNN that when its officers arrived on the scene Wednesday, they were shocked to find three Broward County Sheriff deputies behind their cars with weapons drawn. So remember that the school had a what they call a resource officer assigned to the school who actually was caught bragging about how he had chased. Now, it was a very weird story. He says that he put on some shorts to chase four suspects with his gun in his hand through the cafeteria of the school. Now, what it turned out to be was a high school senior pulling a prank, I guess, with a paintball gun. But, I mean, like, why did he put on some shorts? Did he not have pants on? Did he really take his pants off to put some shorts on to respond to this dangerous situation? Really, dude? It sounds like he might have been making that up. I don't know. Or I don't know what other reason would he, you know, be walking around with no pants on. So, but he says he put on some shorts. So go figure. Let's take a look at another excerpt from Ruth Brown again. This is the right-leaning New York Post that is reporting this. It says the school's armed resource officer, Broward County Coward Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, was also outside. So there's your four slave catchers outside. He resigned on Thursday after his failure to act became public. The Coral Springs cops entered the building to engage the shooter on their own before other Broward County deputies finally showed up, two of whom who joined the police outside. So I guess the rest hung back with their fellow cowards at the Broward County Sheriff's Department and, you know, was kneeling behind cars and what have you. So this is a very disgusting story already on top of a tragic story. Let's pull up another article here. Another excerpt. It says in an official statement Friday, the police department said only that any actions or inactions that negatively affected the response will be investigated. News of the deputies' apparent inaction came after the sheriff's office released records showing how many times it had received alarming reports about Nicholas Cruz, 19 years old, over the years. Now, again, in the first excerpt, she says a decade. And he's only 19, so that means this kid they've been getting calls on this kid since he was 9 years old. Well, he's no longer a kid, not according to the law. He's over 18. So Anyway, it goes on to say the records show. Let me see. Oh, let me back up a minute. Reports about Cruz over the years, including two that specifically warned he was a potential school shooter. Now, two reports, and these were like in recent years, that this guy was a potential domestic terrorist. Also, reports that he was a racist, that he was suicidal at times. I don't know, perhaps we need to check to see if he was also on any kind of antidepressants that might also have homicide as a side effect. I know some of the anti-smoking medication has homicide, possible homicidal feelings as a side effect, and the FDA approved that. But yeah, we need to check to see if this kid was also taking antidepressants or whatever. Very troubled kid, come out of the foster system, I imagine. I don't want to paint him as some sort of victim, but the system is what the system is. It produces what it produces. Everything that this young person expressed, his animosity, his hatred towards black people, his hatred towards Jews, his religious bigotry, all of that is expressed in the mainstream, in the mainstream political body or body politics. Your news cable, entertainment shows, which is really what they are. Really, you know, you got people expressing these sort of things. You just had this controversy with Laura Ingraham recently telling LeBron James that, hey, he should just dribble the basketball and not comment on what all the tax money that he's generating and paying into the system, and not comment on anything involving how the system is run, even though he, you know, he's helping to fund it. It says, but also we should remember that the FBI also got two reports on him as well. So total failure. We can talk about gun debate, you know, all day long. We could talk about longer waiting periods. We could talk about uniform gun buying procedures, whether you want a federal database or what. We can talk about that, but none of that should matter when they gotten reports over this guy over the years. Not to mention the NSA, he posting pictures of himself with guns, talking about killing people on Instagram, what he liked to do to people. You know, just totally domestic terrorist type rhetoric being expressed on social media. Where's the NSA now? Edward Snowden gave up his residency in the United States and has political asylum in Russia because of what he exposed, that the NSA had this massive spying program on, especially online. They in everybody's emails. They on, you know, all your social media, all this metadata mining. Come on now. Total system failure here, and somebody needs to explain why. And it's just a shame that you got these slave catchers like Peterson after 30 years. Oh, they get to just retire and get their pension. These cowards, and I mean that, cowards. Now let's take a look at another issue, a related issue. Who are these Broward County deputy cowards? Remember back in 2016, Colin Kaepernick inspired the Take Your Knee during the national anthem to say that we don't have liberty and justice for all in the United States. And what they say that flag is supposed to represent don't represent that for all people. So back in 2016, you had a couple of Miami Dolphins. I think I got a picture here. Let me pull this picture up right quick. We have the Miami Dolphins in this particular picture. We got four players. One's even taking a knee and putting his hand over his heart. So he's like going 50%, still respecting the flag. Look, these are those people's opinions. They say it disrespect the flag. They don't own the flag. They're not the only one paying taxes. But you had these deputy cowards, the Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association. I'm going to just share this excerpt, and it's still up on Facebook. But this is what one of them wrote back in 2016 speaking out against NFL players, civilians. These are members of the military. They're not sworn in protect. They're taxpaying citizens expressing in silent protest the shooting of all these Americans by slave catchers, and then these slave catchers not being held accountable, even when they're wrong. Even when they're wrong. Some cases they are forced to save lives. In some cases, you know, if I was in that situation, I would pull the trigger too. But in the cases, like especially when we have video and it's just blatantly obvious that it was no need for the slave catcher to kill that person, these people still are not held accountable. So we don't have liberty and justice for all. The law isn't applied equally to everyone. But that is what Colin Kaepernick inspired and what many of these players were expressing. But this is what they wrote. This is just the excerpt to it because it's pretty redundant. It says to everyone, this was published on their Facebook page, Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association on September 15, 2016. To everyone, today I contacted the executive board of the Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association, local, see their union, 620, in reference to the actions of a few Miami Dolphins players. As a law enforcement union, we certainly encourage people to exercise their constitutional right of freedom of speech. Unless you're black, unless you're expressing speech concerning slave catchers murdering citizens and getting away with it. However, in certain professions, an individual's freedom of speech must take a back seat to the organization or government entity that they chose to represent or they choose to represent. Even the NFL's governing body and ownership of individual teams set strict policies in order to make sure players represent the league in the most professional way. Well, guess what? Taking a knee on the side of the field, doing the singing of the national anthem, which they don't have to attend, really, if they want to stand up for that right, like Julius Peppers did when at the Carolina Panthers at a Charlotte game, a Carolina homeboy said, I'm going to express my displeasure and my solidarity with Kaepernick by not even coming out during the national anthem. So he did that one game. That's their choice. These are civilians. These are not anyone sworn who swore oath on the Constitution to uphold the Constitution, but yet we got this slave catcher who did do that, who wants to single out NFL players to deny them that right. Now, it gets pretty ridiculous. Let's continue. With that said, I cannot fathom why the Miami Dolphin organization and the NFL would allow the blatant disrespect of the American flag, like they went out there and stomped on it or snatched the flag and ran them. Man, give me a break. They're taking a knee. All right. And what it stands for during the national anthem. Well, you know, that flag stands for a lot of things for a lot of people. Okay. If I'm a Pakistani mother, a Yemeni father, if I'm a child in Afghanistan in the United States, just killed my parents with a drone, murdered my children with a bomb, blew my country back to the Stone Ages like they did Libya, and then stand on the sidelines while the proxies that you use to overthrow our nation start practicing slavery against black people. Yeah, that flag, you know, give me a break. These are all opinions. All right, but look, it continues. It says, with this said, let me back up. It is a privilege to play in the NFL, not a given constitutional right. See, again, this is ridiculous. The NFL is a business. It's not in the business of giving people opportunities that they don't deserve. Or people who can't play, even though we can argue about Tim Tebow, but giving opportunity after opportunity, even though they don't have the skill set, meaning they can't qualify. That's not happening in the NFL. People have to earn their spot on the roster. So, you know, that's not a privilege. That's something earned. Let me see. It says the Miami Dolphin players, staff, and family members enjoy full police escorts from the Broward Sheriff's Office on a regular basis. These escorts often involve putting the men and women of law enforcement agencies at risk as they block intersections during peak traffic. Really, this guy is complaining about, he's saying, I'm risking my life out here being a traffic cop and helping the NFL or these Miami players get to, you know, their events that they have in the city to raise funds for whatever nonprofit cause or to generate more tax revenue, you know, for the county. Listen, these NFL players are paying your salary just like every other working person who's being taxed in the county of Broward. And this guy is complaining about risking his life during peak traffic. So I guess it's clear to us why these cowards were found kneeling outside of the school while Nicholas Cruz was on a rampage, ending up killing 7 people. Absolutely terrible. It's shameful, shameful, shameful. All of them should resign, including Sheriff Scott Israel is his name. No, Steve Israel is his name. He should resign, as there have been calls for his resignation as well. But he's saying, he's resisting. He's saying, I've done a wonderful job providing leadership. All right, so this has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report. Check out my live broadcast every Tuesday night, 2 hours. We do BTR News live at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Black Talk Radio Network. Remember to support the nonprofit media efforts and operations of the Black Talk Media Project, which brought you BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Peace and blessings to all. Be safe out there.